A senior Hamas official has dismissed remarks by United States President Joe Biden that a Gaza truce is nearer after negotiations in Qatar. 2 days of talks had wrapped up in Qatar on Friday, with mediators saying the plan is to reconvene in Cairo next week. Mr. Biden has expressed optimism that a finalized deal is close. However, a senior Hamas official, Sami Abu Zuhri, says such remarks are an illusion and that he views the talks as not ones of real negotiations, but a situation where the United States is imposing conditions. Meanwhile, Palestinian Health Minister Majid Abu Ramadan says tests have confirmed an unvaccinated 10-month-old child is the first case of polio in Gaza. UN Health and Children's Agencies have called for 7-day pauses in the fighting starting at the end of August to vaccinate 640,000 Palestinian children against polio. Mr. Ramadan says he backs the call for a pause in the fighting to deal with polio.
This child never been given the chance to get 2 drops of the polio vaccination. The destruction should stop now. Ceasefire should be implied now. Second, there should be a safe haven for medical and health teams that will work to give the vaccination. Third, there should be rehabilitation of our clean, safe water, solving the problem of the sewage flooding our streets.